Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. Today we want to answer a question that a lot of people ask me, and I get it through email all the time. What does it mean to have peace with God? And so when I get these questions like this, I want to try to give you an answer for some of these questions because I don't think you're the only person in the world that has this question. So before we can understand what it means to have peace with God, we must recognize that human beings in our natural state are enemies of God because we inherit a sin nature from our first parents, Adam and Eve. Now, you got to understand, we are born with a dispensation to please ourselves and to be our own gods. Now, the Bible's very plain about, because of the disobedience of one man, the many are made sinners, and because of the obedience of one man, the many are made righteous. You can find that in Romans chapter 5, verse 19. So we see that we were born into the world as a sinner because of the fall of Adam. So we're sinners. We're spiritually dead and outside and displaced from God. But once we accept Christ, we turn a different corner and become something different. That rebellious nature sets us at odds with the perfect Creator. His just nature cannot overlook our sin. Justice demands punishment. Romans 3 and 23, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We cannot create peace with God because our best efforts on our best days are nothing but filthy rags compared to His holiness in Isaiah 64 and 6. We know that we can't be made righteous on our own. So we can't receive righteousness based on our own merit or our own performance or anything that we can do because we were born into sin because of the fall of Adam. The Bible said all died in Adam and all is made alive in Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:22. So, in our sinful state, we cannot be reconciled. We cannot have peace with God, no matter how hard we try. So, God took the initiative in pursuing peace with us by sending His own Son to earth. Jesus lived a perfect life. His crucifixion paid for the sins of all who will trust in Him, Hebrews 4 and 15. And His resurrection guarantees our justification before God. Now you say, Pastor, what does justification mean? That means you've been declared righteous. That means you've been declared upstanding and right standings with God. He declares you that. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:21, Him who knew no sin became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. So we're righteous because of His finished work, nothing because of what we do. So Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and He is the one who gives us peace with God. That's why the message of salvation is Christ is called the Gospel of Peace, according to Ephesians 5 and 16. So the angel's word to the shepherds on the first Christmas were, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased, Luke 2 and 14. With whom is God pleased? God's pleasure and peace rest upon those who receive God's Son by faith. He declares us His sons in John 1 and 12. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read that scripture again because that's a powerful, powerful scripture. Since we have been justified or declared righteous by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You can find that in Romans 5 and 1. Peace with God means that our great sin debt has been paid and God sees us righteous. In Colossians 2 and 14, we are no longer enemies but beloved children, 1 John 3 and 2. So, His holy nature can have fellowship with us because He sees us now in Christ. So, peace with God means our conscience are cleared. Hebrews 10, 22. The overwhelming weight of guilt that plagued us at all is gone, placed on Jesus on the cross. Ephesians 2, Colossians 2 and 14 and 1 Peter 2 and 24. The shame that we rightly felt for the wicked deeds we had done was carried by Jesus. Now, He took all your guilt, all your shame, all the things that you've done in the past. They're all removed. He don't even know what sins you're talking about anymore. God the Father adopts us as His own children, invites us to come boldly through the throne of grace to commune with Him and ask for what we need. You can find that in Hebrews 4 and 16. For the children, maintaining a sense of peace with God means we keep our ongoing sins and failures confessed. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. We don't have to keep confessing in order to establish peace with God. Jesus did that at the cross when we believed. Truly born again, people live an ongoing attitude of repentance. Now, I want to clear this word repentance up. Repentance does not mean do a 180 and go in a different direction, even though some people want to tie that to it. The actual Greek word and the actual Hebrew word is to change the way you're thinking. So truly born again people live an ongoing attitude of repentance, changing the way they're thinking so that no sin will take root to defile them again, John 3:3. Unconfessed sin mars the joyful fellowship between a child of God and his Father. So peace with God also allows the Christian to live without fear of death or eternity. Our hope is secure in the knowledge that Jesus had done all that was necessary to make us right with God. Matthew 5:17, John 3:16-18. I know I'm giving you a lot of scriptures. Our last breath on earth will be our first breath in heaven. The Holy Spirit has been given to us like a promise ring, a certainty that a greater event will surely take place. Right now, the Holy Spirit lives within us to guide, convict, to comfort, and remind us of Jesus' completed sacrifice on our behalf. Human beings were created to live in peace with God. Sin destroyed that peace and still destroys it for everyone who refuses Jesus' offer of salvation. However, anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, believes in his heart that Jesus was the only way to God, and is willing to surrender to him as Savior and Lord, can have peace with God. That is the beauty of grace. That is what it all means to have peace with God. Lord, I just pray for peace with God for everyone that's listening to this program today. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.